Thank you for being here. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well.
Okay, great.
Yeah, good to be here. It is a nice day out.
Yeah, it is. So, and life's treating you okay, huh? Okay, well, very good. You know, Terrence, we really appreciate you. You really do a good job as our producer, and thank you so much for being here. So, Laura Woods will be calling in here in just a few moments. And one of the things that is a really big battle out there right now is it's the hospital provider fee. And this was a fee that was instituted that hospitals would charge, to my understanding, on patient beds. One of the things that is of great concern to me is the fact that this particular fee would not show up on a bill, and so that it is hidden. And first and foremost, whenever a fee or a tax is put in place that somebody has to pay, but in fact they don't even know about it, it seems a bit disingenuous to me. So what say you, Terrence?
Yeah, you should tell someone about all the fees and charges that they may occur during a visit to the hospital in one WOP before you start charging them additional hidden fees. There shouldn't be hidden fees in that process.
I totally agree. Well said. Well said. So with that, this fee actually has
The difference
become
between a
is
fish in
generating
the
quite a bit
ocean
of
and
money.
fish on a
And
sandwich
so
is that
my
when
understanding
ocean
is down
fish
at the
swim in
legislature and
pairs,
also Governor
they're
Hickenlooper,
less
they
likely
want
to
to do
get
a
eaten.
redefinition of
Arby's,
what
we
that fee is.
have the
My again, my
meats.
understanding is a fee has to go back to improve
Equal
or
pay
help
for
out the
equal
entity
work,
that
a series
actually
of
charged
bills to
that.
get women on the
But
same
my
pay scale as
understanding
men
is
was
what they
unveiled
want to do
today.
is
Signs
change
demanding
the
equal pay for equal
definition
work
of
were seen
this
throughout the
so that they
Capitol.
can put it into what's called an enterprise fund. And then that enterprise fund would be moved away from the calculations of what the state has to do regarding the Tabor limits. So it takes that money and
Today.
moves that from that particular compilation on that. And that seems a little, again, disingenuous to me,
One of the new
Terrence.
bills
Is
would
that
prevent
legal?
potential employers from
Like, I
asking
just
how much you
hearing
made
that
at a
and the way you're
previous
explaining
job.
it, it sounds like they're
In
trying
my
to find
case,
a way
if my
to do
employer would not
something.
have known about my
Well, it does look like it might be an end run on that. So I think that we have Senator Laura Woods on the line here. Laura, are you there?
I am. Good afternoon.
How are you? Is it a little busy down at the Capitol?
It is busy.
Okay.
We just finished a school choice rally at the Capitol, and it's one thing after another down here. It's always busy, but
Well,
fun.
that's for sure. First thing, Laura, I don't know if you had a chance to listen in, but I was trying to. It sounds like you're probably still outside from that rally out there. So,
I'm trying to move to a place where it's quieter. Can you hear me
yeah,
okay?
I can hear you. It sounds like there might be just a
Okay,
little bit
great.
of wind, so not a problem. First and foremost, I was trying to lay the framework as I understand it regarding the hospital provider fee, which my understanding is that is going to be a pretty big battle down there at the Capitol. So where are we at on that?
Well, and you laid the framework very well. I was listening in. And we are going to be discussing the hospital provider fee a lot. I think one of the concerns that we all share is the legal opinion we got from Legislative Legal Services. They are a nonpartisan staff of lawyers that work in the Capitol. They were asked for a legal opinion last spring, early summer, and they said then that to move this money out of the hospital provider fee over to an enterprise fund and then keep it outside of the Tabor calculations is unconstitutional. And the Republicans weren't made privy to that legal opinion until, I don't, it had to have been January, I think, when that came to light. The governor knew, the Democrats knew, and they just didn't tell the Republicans. So we really, it has cut the conversation short, right?
Mm-hmm.
We know this is a bed tax. We know it's matched by federal dollars. We know there's a huge amount of money in this pot. We know that the bed tax was going from 150 per bed to 300 per bed sometime, and it may have already made that jump. We know that nobody's told about this bill. It doesn't show up on their hospital bill, but their insurance companies
have to pay it. And all of that is relevant and it matters, but not in this discussion. The bottom line is it's an unconstitutional thing that the governor has asked the legislature to do. And when we took office, we swore an oath to defend and uphold the Constitution, and we cannot, in good conscience and in keeping of our oath, move this money to an enterprise fund for him.
You know, and Laura, I appreciate, I mean, certainly you are right. You have taken an oath to uphold first the Constitution of the United States, the Constitution of Colorado, of course. But, you know, one of the things that Molly and I try to do is that to look at issues as right versus wrong instead of right versus left. And there's two things that are just jumping out at me is, well, actually, maybe three things. The first thing is that this is unconstitutional. The second thing is the lack of transparency, that in fact the governor and some on one side of the aisle knew about this particular legal opinion, but yet did not share that with everyone. And I think that citizens expect that there be that transparency, then that working across the aisle. And then lastly, it is disingenuous to charge this hospital provider fee, and the idea that it's going from $150 to $300, that's pretty significant when, in fact, healthcare costs are going up so significantly. So there's three things that just really, as a citizen, just really raise my antenna on this.
Yeah, and you're right. And citizens should not only expect this kind of transparency, but they should demand it.
They really should. And, you know, Laura, as Molly and I are out and about, we meet with a lot of women and speaking and I am finding that women are really becoming very concerned about this. And in fact, we're going to be talking after we visit with you about foreign policy and the global unrest that is going on. And as I'm talking to women, they're concerned about that. So I am very encouraged that people are starting to be very engaged and starting to pay attention. And of course, they want to look to trusted sources. And so that's why Molly and I are trying to look at these issues as right versus wrong instead of right versus left. So on that, though.
That's excellent.
Thank you.
That's excellent. Really, women are proving that every issue is a woman's issue. We really are deep thinkers. We care. We're passionate. We care about all policy. You know, it's not just our bodies we care about. So.
Well, that's for sure. And actually, when we were up at the Steamboat Institute, I got to talk to Mary Kissel, which that is on our website, that particular interview, where we'll be shortly. And she is on the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal. And so I asked her, you know, what it meant to be at this pinnacle of her profession, being a woman. And she basically said that, I'm paraphrasing, that her body parts doesn't determine the kind of job that she's done, that she, you know, she got that job on merit. And so I think that that's pretty important. So, but I know we only have a few minutes. I appreciate you taking the time because you've got a big, big afternoon. What's on your radar? What's keeping you up at night? What would you like to talk about?
I think, you know, this hospital provider fee is one of the things that we're waiting to see if everyone will hold to the line or not, or if it's going to be dealt with. So that's one of the issues. Transportation is an issue that, you know, we have to focus on transportation because our roads are in such bad shape. The budget in general is another topic we talk about down here daily. And really, it's a prioritizing of the dollars that the state brings in. Do we want to spend them on the needs of the many or the wants of a few? You know, and that's really the choice that we're faced with every dollar that comes into the general fund that we have authority to spend.
And Laura,
taking Medicaid would be great. You know, and we've just got some tough choices to make.
Well, and I know that we really do. Transportation is something that's somewhat near and dear to my heart. As you may know, I'm on city council for my little community, and I have had a front row seat to this whole transportation conversation. And there's always, you know, I'm hearing bureaucrats and politicians out there saying we need more money for our roads and our bridges. And I will tell you, as I drive around Denver, I know that, quite frankly, the roads have been neglected. But what I have learned is that anywhere from 25 to 30% of the highway user tax fund money that comes back to us is being shaved off for other things, such as trains and pedestrian bridges and paths and bike paths. And I love all that. However, again, I think it's a bit disingenuous to take money that is supposed to be used for X and shaving it off to something else and then start to whine about not enough money for X.
You're exactly right. And that problem is attempting to be fixed with a bill that Senators Neville and Marble are running through the Senate. And it will be on second reading tomorrow. And it says, you know, the HUTF fees were supposed to be used for roads and bridges and highway safety concerns. So it might be a guardrail on a corner or something like that. But instead, it has been robbed and used for gondola cars to the top of Telluride Mountain, because that's transportation, bikes in the downtown Denver area, bike lanes, things that do not qualify as safety concerns on roads and bridges. And so the attempt with this bill is to eliminate the possibility to rob that fund and use it for something other than what it was intended to be used for. And this is an absolute necessity for Colorado, because we have robbed the money out of the transportation fund for years. And, you know, my predecessors in the legislature, some of whom have been termed out, stand up and say the Democrats stole the transportation money. And now they want it to come out of the hospital provider fee and backfill that transportation fund. And, you know, they're sort of reaping what they have sown over the years.
So let me just summarize, I think, at least the way I see that. So in essence, we want to charge more people that are in the hospital, people that are vulnerable and sick and trying to feel better. We're going to charge them. And then we're, in essence, going to take that money and come over and backfill money that we've spent on things that were promised to something else. And that's the way we're supposed to make to build a better Colorado, huh?
Yeah, you know, that's exactly it. And they have promised that hospital provider fee to so many people. Education is wanting a handout. Transportation is wanting a handout. Everybody that's looking at budget cuts is thinking, well, let's get it out of that hospital provider fee and the governor will give it to us. And he's promised that money to a lot of people. So, that's another problem with the whole enterprise fund, in my opinion.
Okay. Well, Laura, these are really important issues, and it makes a big difference. We had Star Parker on last year, and we were talking about all of this spending, this government spending. And actually, I think government all in should be about 20%. And then from there, people should be able to keep the balance of that for their lives. And I think that we would actually grow the economy. And in fact, tax revenues would go up if we did that. But it's important.
Well, John F. Kennedy, he was a Democrat, and he knew that in a recession, you cut taxes. You put that money back into the economy, you get people working and spending again, and that's what benefits the economy. So this isn't a Republican idea. It's a conservative idea.
Well, definitely. And if you make the pie bigger and keep the percentage the same, but the pie's bigger, actually taxes go up, and they go up organically versus through force. And when you try to force by taking more from the productive people in society, in essence, it starts to contract the society. And, you know, I think we're at 2% GDP growth, which is pretty lackluster. And so it's not a real recovery. So now, Laura, I know that you're scrambling this afternoon. Is there anything else that you would like to share with people this afternoon?
I just would like your audience to be aware of Amendment 69. I should come back and let's do a show on Amendment 69. This is the single-payer health system that has found its way onto the ballot next November. It will be yet another tax on all income that Colorado citizens earn, all income that Colorado citizens earn, 10% more. And it's going to hit low- to middle-income families the hardest. It's going to be the biggest train wreck our state has ever faced if the voters don't understand what they're voting for with single-payer health systems. So that's one thing we're educating a lot on and want to continue the conversation right up through November because it's critically important.
Totally agreed. It's basically socialized health care. And in essence, everybody gets the same care. It's just pretty crummy and it's pretty expensive. So,
Everybody pays.
Yeah, of course, the other thing is the elites, the guys that are making the decisions on that, they typically aren't part of that. So, but Laura, thank you so much. I so appreciate what you're doing. If people want to get more information about you, what's your website?
SenatorLauraWoods.com. L-A-U-R-A, Woods, the whole forest.
Okay.
Woods.
Okay. Well, very good. And we will get you back because we do want to talk about this single-payer health initiative that's there. It's Amendment 69. And so we'll get you back on. You keep up the good work. And thank you so much for coming on this afternoon.
Thank you. You keep up the good work, too. And thanks for having me.
Okay. Thanks. Bye.